the beginning of the parsha. Eila told us Noach. So Rashi says a couple of pshatim. What does it mean? And the second pshat. Eila told us Noach. Noach ish tzaddik tomim hayah b'dei reisav. Told us Noach seems it would imply his offspring, right, the kids. And then you start telling me he's a tzaddik and a tomim. What's that got to do with it? So Rashi has two pshat. The first pshat. The second pshat is. Because told they say him shall tzaddikim ma'isim tovim. Ain't nothing amid. The toldos of tzaddikim are ma'isim tovim. I saw Reb Meir Soloveitchik zecher nelevrach, son of the Miskirov. So he asks, it's a good deal. One should shtel on it himself. It's an interesting lashon. Ma'aseim, it says the ma'isim tovim. Till they say him shall tzaddikim is ma'isim tovim. The ma'isim tovim that they do are toldos of the tzaddikim. L'chayra, that's not the way to say it. The toldos, it's a clot. The toldos of any person, of the ma'isim tovim that any person does, is their toldos. Right? It's just that tzaddikim happen to do ma'isim tovim. It's not told the same shall tzaddikim. There's a word only told the same of tzaddi. Only ma'isim tovim of tzaddikim are told the same. That's kilo what it's saying. Told the same shall tzaddikim ma'isim tovim. Told the same of anybody. Ma'isim tovim are told the same of anybody. Just tzaddikim happen to be the ones doing those ma'isim tovim. That's all. The Rishon is not doing ma'isim tovim, but Enochinami, a Rosh who did ma'isim tovim, that's also told the same. What's the hadgash over here? Told the same shall tzaddikim. And what's the importance bechlal of calling it toldos? So I had a machshava. I saw the Sfasemis Shnas Tofresh Lamed Aleph. Sfasemis Be'etzem says such a yisoid that shteit don't not like that. That it's only told the same. Only ma'isim tovim of tzaddikim are told the same. That's the memra of betachlas tzaddik. Told the same shall tzaddikim is ma'isim tovim. Why? What's told the same? What's the havana of it? What's the teaching us told the same shall tzaddikim? What's it coming to tell us? It's telling us how do tzaddikim do ma'isim tovim? What's told us? Told us doesn't just mean. Told us means I did something, right? I did something. If I went and I took a piece of wood and I put it together and I built a table, you can say the table is toldos of me. I built a table. It took time. I built the table. What does toldos mean? Toldos means its genes come from me, right? That means it comes from. What's toldos? Toldos, a person has a kid in physical terms. The kid has it. The kid's genes, genealogical map comes from the father, from the mother, right? Comes from them. It's a product of their etzem chiyus, right? When we're saying toldos, anything that we're referring to, the toldos, just like real toldos. Toldos is his kid. It's his son. He created that son. That son is an extension of him. It's put his kaychas, his mitzvahs into him. Toldos sayim shel tzaddikim. Ma'isim tovim is saying the same thing. The ma'isim tovim are tzaddikim or not. They have their mind on something else and they're be'etzim someplace else, but they do, you know, you have to do this and you do that. So then you did an act. That's not called tol deseyim. Tol deseyim is if you do the ma'isa with your very, your etzim being, with your very metzias, and you're all wrapped in it, there's nothing else. Your existence, if you're metzias, your existence is for the mitzvahs you do. If your existence is, then it's then and only then can these mitzvahs that you do, the ma'isim tovim that you do, then can they, only then can they be referred to as tol deseyim shel tzaddikim. So then Rashi's saying a big thing, tol deseyim shel tzaddikim is ma'isim tovim. You can't say tol deseyim of anybody, but they don't have ma'isim. If they did, it also wouldn't be. So you did ma'isim tovim, you did a kind deed. So you did, it's a pa'ula that the person did. It's not that the person put his whole existence into this thing, put his whole heart, put his whole essence into this whole thing. Only that can be viewed as told the same. So that's about told the same shall tzaddikim. It's only if your whole mitzias is that, so then this is a product of your mitzias, like your kid is a product of your mitzias. That's told the same. There's a maisa printed in the Sefer HaZikaron from Afutner Zecharno Levracha. Beautiful mashal. Beautiful story. He was speaking for high school kids. And he gave a hakdama before he got to the drasha. So then what the drasha was is irrelevant. He started out, he said, you know, Chazal bring the very times you met Tana and Amira went and met a little kid and said, "Psekli psukayach, tell me what you learned today. What you learned today?" And the kid tells something, and from the Tana Amira, whoever it was, when they heard it, says, "From the answer that you gave me, I see that osid liyos, that you're going to be an adam gadol. You're going to be." So Rav Utna started out this drasha. Ichab haint gahat az amaisa. I had a maisa like that today, where I asked the kid something, and from the answer I tell you he's going to be a gadol b'Yisrael. Says he stopped a kid in the street, an elementary school kid, a cheder kid, and asked him, "Tell me, what's the difference between your teachers for limudei chayil and your rabbeim for limudei kodesh?" He says, "So this young kid told me, it's the difference between an institutional cook and a mother nursing." Not bad for a little kid. He says, "So yeah," I asked the kid, "What do you mean?" He said, "An institutional cook is just giving over the food. My rabbi, my teachers for Limudei Chayil, they're just imparting information. They're giving over information. You can give over more information. You can give over less information. That's like a cook. There's the cook and the food. They're giving the food. You have less people, so you use a smaller pot and less food. You have more people, you can prepare the same thing. It's just a question of shiurim. Take a bigger pot and put more food into it. Right? You can just as well do one as the other. You can do just as well 100 as one. Just the question of the amount of food and the size of the pot. A mother nursing is giving over her chiyas. The kid's being nourished from the mother's blood, from the mother's chiyas. From the mother's chiyas, there's a limit how much the chiyas can be given over. That's a limit, one or two at a time, gag. So he went, Rav Utna took that, so now I'm speaking to a tzibur of you. Torah has to be given over, like the given over the chiyus, which can only be one, maybe two lefidus, is what this kid said. So I ask all of you, it's like a thing, I ask all of you to look at it as if I'm speaking to you individually. I don't know how that helps exactly, but okay. But that's what the Hakdama to the drasha was. But the yesod is, what's the mesira of Torah? What's the Mesirah of Torah? The Mesirah of Torah is, it's not also not imparting information. It's not Talmud 101. Right? It's not imparting information. It's giving over chiyas. It's only a Talmud when they say that what's the taich of Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu? They led them, Aaron's kids were considered kids of Moshe Rabbeinu because he taught them Torah. What does that mean? It's a catchy thing to say. It's like you did that, but why? Because in Torah you're giving over chiyas. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over Moshe's Torah's Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over Moshe's chiyas to giving over the chiyas. That's told Hashem. That's just like Ma'aseh told Hashem. You're giving over your etzem chiyas. If you're giving over your etzem chiyas, it's told Hashem. That's the same you said like told Hashem. There are very many terms that on different occasions we'll talk about a lot of them where phrases that we use. Like, yeah, about, yeah, he's a Ben Taira, this one's a Ben Taira, he's a Ben Taira. Shomer Shabbos is the same thing, but Shomer Shabbos will believe for a different time. He's a Ben Taira. What's a Ben Taira mean? You ever stop to think about it? Doesn't mean somebody who learns. Doesn't mean somebody who learns. Doesn't mean somebody who knows. Doesn't mean a Masmid. Doesn't mean a Balkishrin. Doesn't mean a Lamda. What does it mean, a Ben Taira? It's like you say, who's his father? The Torah. Ben Torah. That means his whole Metzias is the Torah. His whole Metzias, Torah created you. That's what, you are the Toldus of Torah. It's here's flipped, going the other way around, right? You are the Toldus of Torah. You're a Ben Torah. So, if that's the criterion, okay, from that, somebody whose everything is Torah, right, his whole engine, his whole ruchnius dikke genetic makeup is Torah. So fashteitzach, he'll be a masmid, a balkishrin. Neither he will be or he won't be, but he'll be a lambda. He'll be yogei about Torah, and he'll get everything. You got to matzal satam. He'll get everything. But those are all simonim of the siba, which is you are a ben Torah. Your whole composition is Torah. You're all made up. That's what you are. Your whole makeup is Torah. It's a Ben Torah. I think if that's the case, if we would realize that, I think we would use the term to describe. I don't think we describe as many people as Ben Torah. What do you call it? Bear in mind. But we're meant to be that. I mean, these are not something that, you know, there's supposed to be a Yachid Ben Torah. We're supposed to do that. That's what we're supposed to be, is to be a Ben Torah. You know, that's what you're meant to be. Okay, so those are that's this first idea of tell the same shall tzaddikim is ma'isim tayvim. That the tzaddik when he does a ma'isa, a person when he learns, a person when he gives over Torah, a rabbi when he gives over Torah, is the chiyus. That's everything. It has to be taken. Is that also that you're getting the chiyus? That's how a talmud is a ben. That's how a talmud is a ben. That was Rav Hutner's word. That was this, why he said, I see from what this kid answered, the difference between an institutional cook and a mother nursing, why this kid is Asid Leah. I'm very curious what happened with that kid, but whatever. That's the story about Shai Rusham. It's in the Sefer HaZikaron from a footnote in the letter. This thing, towards the end of it, it has this whole thing. That's prat number one. Prat number two, which is a similar idea, the Tevas Noyach. Right. Well, just want to tell you a little Havana in Oymek of what Tevas Noyach is. On a simple level, the way we're taught in the Cheder, it was just, you know, it has the Chaymer, it's made in a way to survive the rain and to everything else. So it's in this place, it's in this world, just because you're enclosed in this safe area that's waterproof. Right, it's waterproof, and you have everything that you need inside, so you're going to survive. You'll survive this massive flood, and then you'll be back. There are a few problems with that. Number one is that it says that everything was destroyed. Right, so if you would take that kid's kinderish havana that you have of what Tevas Noach was, so then in terms of everything, Kol Aretz and Kol Asher, but everything was destroyed. It's not true. Noach wasn't destroyed. The animals with Noach weren't destroyed. They were all there. They were just in this protected teva, and they were all destroyed. It doesn't say only those who were not in a teva were destroyed. So everybody, how's everybody destroyed? There's only one way of saying everybody that was there was destroyed. That the teva wasn't merely a box, a boat that was closed and waterproof that they were able to survive. The teva was, in a sense, not in this world, Maklal. When the Rabbeinu Shalom put them in the teva was a whole different bria. The teva was a whole different metzias outside of this world. So on the one hand, everything was destroyed. They weren't there. They were in a different place. They weren't in the world when they're in the teva. It's not that they're when you're in your car, right? When you're in your car driving the Yerushalayim Tel Aviv road, you're on the Yerushalayim Tel Aviv road, whether you're in your car, whether you're on a bus, or whether you're on a bike, or walking, right? Over here, when they were in the teva, they were in the teva. The teva was an oilam b'fnei atzma. Show you what that means and the extent of it. The Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Lamed Aleph, his test. I talked about kanam tasal teva, how you make the teva. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, ma kan hazeh metayer es hametzayra. Kan is also play on words that kan sipur, right? The kinam, you take the two birds that are metayer the metzayra. Ma kan hazeh metayer es hametzayra, af tevoscho metaharoscho. So the teva is going to be metayer you also. With our pashita havana of what it's just you know, you're in this waterproof vehicle. Right, for the flood, so you're in a waterproof vehicle to survive the flood. It's not going to be metahar oscha, it's not being metahar anything, it's just you're not going to get killed by the flood, that's all it is. Right? So here already you see from this medrash that the teva was epis of metzias bifnei atzma, that had something, it's not so pashut what the teva was. So on that medrash, there's a sefer, a pirush on the medrash, and medrash breishes called Nezer HaKodesh, was printed about 300 years ago. So he writes like this. Here he gets into stuff that might be above our pay grade a little bit, but he says shehutzrach lovei el hateva, he had to go into the teva b'hiyois shehateva hatachtoina hoiso mechuvenes klapi hateva ha'elyoina. The teva was just like, in physical terms, the teva, the shayrish of the teva is not here. The shayrish of the teva is elyoina, which is what? Shehi, what's the Tevel Yaina? What does that mean? There's no flood up there. What's it mean, a Tevel Yaina? Shehi Mida Yedua Lemaila. There's a Mida that's known Lemala. Bishem Teva, that's the name, the thing of this Mida. And what does the term, the Mida of Teva, what does that Mida of Teva connote? Vehu bebchinas beis hamikdash v'arayin bris. Beis hamikdash ubekdushasoy niskaimu kol yitzurei oylam shabau l'saychei. And with its kedusha, everything was niskaim that came into it. V'chein nitaru mizuam asara abam yanochesh hakadmoini. Ad kan l'shayin. So what did it do? What did it do? Misham nitar. It's a bechin of the Beis Hamikdash and the Aron Bris Hashem. Now, what's that mean? What does he mean with that? Here's the aside of what we're saying, that it's a different world. What do we know about the Aron Bris Hashem? The Aron Bris Hashem was very unique. The Mikdash Bechlal was more of a Ruchnias Dikir place, like not this world. It was other Chutz L'Derech HaTeva, things happened there, certainly in the first Beis Hamikdash. That was like a place that is here, but it's not here really. It's a capsulized thing of a Ruch Nisdika world that's here. The Aron specifically, which he emphasizes, the Aron you see the most. How much space did the Aron take up in the Beis Hamikdash? None, because it wouldn't fit otherwise. Right? I think it was 20 Arons. That would get the whole Dechet. It wouldn't fit. The Aron didn't even take up space. You had nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash Bechlal. Oimdim tzufim mishtachvim revochim. There's no space. How'd you do that? Right. The Torah says the Mikdash Bechlal and the Aron Befrat are places that defy being subjected to physical limitations. Right. They defy being subjected to physical limitations. Meaning, it's a Ruchnias Dikar place. In Ruchnias by Rabbi Shalom, there's no measurements. There's no hakbalot. There's no physical terms. This physical measurements. There's no time either. There's no anything. What's this midah of teva? What's the taich of noyach? They were taken out of the physical world, and they were put in a matzav which was above, not subject to any of the physical. In a physical world, the physical world has to be destroyed now. Why was Noach not destroyed? Because by being in the Teva? Because by being in the Teva, not because just the Teva, it didn't rain in. Because by being in the Teva, Noach was not considered in the physical world. He was in a different place. He's better by Nishalayim. It's like the Makom Aharon. The Makom Aharon, the Beis Hamikdash, where there's no, you don't have these physical things. He was elevated to a madrega, which was whether he deserved it or whether he didn't, whether he did, his kids didn't, Sipur did, all things. What did you need Nesias Chayim for if he was a tzaddik? There's different pshat of Nishayim. But at the end of the day, what he was zeichet to for whatever was to be elevated to something which has no physical limitations. A Ruch Nisdik, a world where it's the Metzias of the Rabbi Nishalelem, not the Rabbi Nishalelem running the physical world. So it doesn't have any of these limitations, Bechlam. Doesn't mean that Noach didn't need a kapara for being a ketanei amana for whatever he did. In this teva, he had his kapara also. It was metayer him and whatever. I mean, it wasn't so pleasant living in the teva. The work schedule over there and what they had to do. Each animal had to be when it was and what it did. He didn't get the chazal. He basically didn't sleep the whole time. Kimat Noach. I mean, it wasn't gishmak the whole matzav. So that was Noach's kapara. They said, fine. But as far as the destruction, you weren't in this world, Bechal. You're in a total ruchniistic world. What does that mean? You can be in a place where there's no physical. What is the, what's metaher him? The teva was metaher. Tevoscha metaharoscha. What's metaher you? Right? Metaher them was, you took yourself out of the physical world. You were put in a place which is kulei ruchni, kulei the Rabbeinu Shalalem's world. In Kulay the Rabbeinu, that's Metayer you. You've extricated yourself from the whole physical thing. Now you can become Tor. Now you can become Kolzman, that you're Mekushar to that. Kolzman, that you're Kosher to that. Then you can't. It's the same thing. When is a Chayach Tahara? When you're totally in that. And that's the Metzias. You are totally in this Ruchnias Dikah thing. Where you're not Kosher to the physical thing. Where you're not Kosher to the physical thing. Bechlal. Well, you're not kosher to the physical thing, but that's this idea of Noach. That's what the teva, just a perspective of what the teva was. Now the Yalkut Ruveni brings, I'll stop with this, the Yalkut Ruveni brings a Medrash Pliya, which after what we touched up is perhaps not such a Pliya. It says like this. At the end of the Mabul, the Eibishter says to Noach, tzei min ha-teva. the time that you had to spend in the teva in this ruchniyistika world is over, right? And your kapara was attained, whatever it is, same in a teva, time to go. But there's the Yalkut Ruveni brings the following medrash. Behizbatel atachtoinim, when the bottom world was destroyed, gamho elyoinim mizbatlim. Also upstairs, everything that this whole thing changed, like was all reshuffled, remade. Al kain noyach hagashmi. This is Yalkut Ruveni bringing a medrash. Noyach hagashmi nifrad min haaretz. Here's everything he said. Nifrad min ha'aretz. He didn't just protect himself. Left v'nichnas b'teva. V'chein noyach haruchni nifrad min ha'aretz v'ola bebina. Okay, above our pay grade. Ad klois ha'rishoyim. Also went into this ruchnias. Right? Went into this ruchnias. That's a Yalkut Ruveni. So that we understand. That's not the Medrash Pliya. That's not the Medrash Pliya. That's just a Yalkut Ruveni, what he says. That makes a lot of sense. That's mamash what we said. It's physically going into the teva, but really what's going on is he's taking himself out of this into an olam haruchni, and through that's how he's saved. Extra taking himself out of that world. The Medrash Pliya is as follows. Also in the Yalkut Ruveni, that's why I got confused. It says, same in a teva. Re'eva hovin. See and understand. Raw of a haven, I guess. That Noyach, when he came out, raw of a haven, shame Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, the shame Havaya. He understood the shame Aleph Dalad Nun and Havaya. Shneim, he understood that Shneim, Achuzim, Adukim, they're connected and attached to each other. And they all are base chasodim. They're all the yisod of the chasodim kishayetsu la'olam. Hushenemar, zok the medrash. This part we get tzei min ateva. What's the what's tzei? 91, right? Tzadik is 90, and there's one. Havaya yud kei vav kei 26. Aleph dalid nun yud. Nu. 65 and 26, 91. Who did it says tzei min hateva? This is this merging, this fusion of the Shem Adnus with the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. What's that got to do here? With the plea is like, where does this happen? With everything we said, now we understand what happened. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the metzias of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, not the physical world. Adnus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is he's Adoin of Melech, he was the Adoin all the time. Asher Molach is, and later on, in the Nivra, Bechefzek, Akel Nivra, he's the Adoin. That's the physical aspect of the Bria. Noach had never been, what happened in the Teva? Noach got a chinuch for a year's time of being with the Shem Havaya. Noach, for a year's time, was taken out of the physical world. He was in a place where there's no zman. It's like the Makom Ha'aron, where it doesn't take up space. It's not the physical world, Bechlal. That's not being an Odoin on anything else. That's seeing the ruchnis of the Rabbi, basking in the ruchnis of the Rabbi Nishalela. So stay in that world, right? The Rebbeinu doesn't say stay in that world. What does he say? Go take what you got from that year, right? Take what you got from the Mabul. Now you go into this new order, into this new physical world, and infuse this physical world, which is the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud world, with the Yud Kei Vav Kei that you got while you were in the Mabul. So that's a tzei min hateva. Come in the teva with your going out from the teva. You make a tzei. Tzei is the combination of Adnas and Havaya. Make a combination. Take that, and then only if every step of the Adnas world, you're going with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Ratzon Hashem, the pure Ratzon Hashem. So then that's your formula for success. That's what the Medrash was coming to say. Right now, there's a bit, but it's just the hargosh I have. Certainly, in physical terms, I don't know, the whole world's going crazy right now, and things going on all over the place, but forget about that. Ruchniyistika-wise, I think we are now in no less a mabul than the mabul then, Ruchniyistika-wise, what's going on in the world. And for us not to be mushpa by that world, there's only one etzah. We have to have our teva. What's the teva? The teva is if you're in a place of ruchnius and you put yourself for everything with Ratzon Hashem, and your whole metzias is to do the Ratzon Hashem, so then you're in that teva where you elevated yourself from the physical world, and then you can steer clear of all the problems. That's our teva. Our teva is the Beis Medrash. Our teva is Torah and Tefillah. That has to be, and how? Just like there, they were out of that world. When you're in it, you're totally in the world of Torah. That's what you have to be, totally in the world of Torah. That's how you protect yourself from the babble that's going outside. Ciao.